It's 8:55, 24 degrees right now outside our WIOL studios. Time to check in on the commodity markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, looking at the markets here so far, corn pretty flat, beans looking a little bit lower since that 8:30 reopen.
Yeah, we kind of had a mixed trade overnight, and as we've come into the 8:30 reopen, we've had a little bit more pressure on the markets here this morning. Support's coming from the beans with better soybean oil prices. They're up pretty good here. The meal's down. We have prospects of a, you know, large South American crop, and that still kind of hangs over the market. Let's just look quickly at the markets here. We have March corn at 360, down a quarter of a cent. December corn's at 383. That's up a quarter. Not much movement in the corn at all here the last few days. Soybeans are down about 4 cents on the March, and that's at 869 and three quarters. And the November down four and a quarter, 883 and a half. Wheat's down about a penny pretty much across the board. We have the livestock markets higher. Live cattle are up about 50. Hogs are up 30. Feeder cattle are up about from $1 to $1.40. We do have the outside markets, and they've been kind of been the thing here as we've gone through the last couple of weeks. We see the crude oil is up stronger today. We're up about $1.50 per barrel on the crude oil. The Dow Jones is up back up about 150 points after being down hard yesterday, and the NASDAQ as well is higher. The dollar is higher, which we've had quite a bit of weakness in the dollar this week, and that should eventually give us some support for the commodities, I'd think. A couple of items here on China. We have China coming back in next week after their lunar holiday week off here. And then we have President's Day on Monday. So we have China coming back. We're have no markets on Monday. So kind of keep an eye on things, I think, as we see what the Chinese economy and stuff goes. That's kind of been the theme here this week. There's just growing concern about the, you know, in China banking circles, that they've developed a situation close to, but maybe even bigger than what we had back in the U.S. in 2008. That the concern is that, you know, China may not be able to handle the bailout, and those concerns are not confirmed, and you know, are they real? That's really the question. We just have really a mixed bag up here in the outside markets right now. So we continue to move down to support levels on beans, such as 860 and 880 resistance. And on the corn, it's kind of the similar, even a more narrow range, 360 on the downside and 365 or so on the upside. So that kind of takes care of it this morning here, Brian.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for that report. Have a great weekend.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign with a look at the commodity markets this morning. And as Bill mentioned, the outside markets rebounding a bit here so far this morning. The Dow currently up 105 points, the NASDAQ up 13, the S&P up 12 here just before 9 o'clock. Any weather forecast for today? We saw a little snow move through between about 5 and 6 a.m. this morning, just enough to kind of dust the ground a little bit. Still a slight chance of snow this morning. Skies turn partly sunny this afternoon, the high 26 degrees. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Those will shift to the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Cold tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of just 2 above. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. That'll put our wind chill readings between 7 below and 17 below zero. Cold tomorrow, sunny skies, the high 14. Northwest winds 5 to 15. Again, those wind chills between 7 below and 17 below tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, turning mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 8 degrees. Snow likely for Sunday, and National Weather Service as of this morning calling for light snow accumulations. I have seen other reports calling for a couple of inches. We'll see what develops there. And then mostly cloudy and warmer for Monday, the high 36. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana, online at willag.org.